This is Northumberland at 5.
Welcome to Northumberland at 5 on the back end of this heat wave. I'm Dan Jones. A great show on tap for mid-July. A new Indigenous playroom opened up in Northumberland County to promote early Indigenous culture and programming. And we will go to Colborne and hear about the plans for the Northumberland Stars Hockey Club have in store for the 2026 season, including hosting the Greater Metro Hockey League All-Star Game. Community announcements and, of course, local music coming your way.
It's a memory I cannot erase. Oh, Katie, I can't believe you're no longer here. I can feel your presence, oh, so near. I will always see a smiling face. It's a memory I cannot replace.
Leaving on your mind, tell me now, get it over. Hurt me now, get it over. If you've got leaving on your mind, if there's a need. Thank you. If there's a new love in your heart, tell me now, get it over. Hurt me now, get it over. If there's a new love in your heart,
stars I see tonight, the stars you see tomorrow. Stars are in my eyes, brought with hearts hypnotized. If I called your name, if I call your hear me. With my heart held in my hand, would you take it from me, dearly, if even just for the night? Would you share your heart with a stranger who dreams of you? If I called your name from here, 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 would you hear me?
Davies with Smokescreen as part of your four-song set of Northumberland artists to kick off your 5 p.m. drive home. Last month, Northumberland County and the Early On Child and Family Centers, along with the Dineg-Dawanmeg Minujiag Child and Family Services, opened a new Indigenous child playroom designed to promote cultural awareness and create opportunities for Indigenous children, youth, and families to connect with culture and their community. Leslie Patterson, the early years manager with Northumberland County, Rachel Nicholson, and Tanya Jones spoke to Robert Washburn of Consider This about the project.
Yeah, so I can start. We the playroom is named Inate Abowin. So the name was actually gifted to us from Tim Smoke, who's a cultural advisor with Nagduwinmog Binojiag, the agency that Tanya and I work for. The name means the light that shines in the room or brightens the room. So the thought was that children are a light in this world and their presence lightens each room that they come into.
Leslie, what was the motivation to create such a facility in Northumberland from your perspective?
So early on, child and family centers strive to be spaces where all families feel welcomed, included, and represented. And we know that families thrive best when they see themselves reflected in the places they visit. At the same time, we wanted to create opportunities for all families, including non-Indigenous families, to learn more about Indigenous cultures, traditions, and ways of knowing in an authentic way. This project grew out of those conversations and our partnership with Nagduwinmog Binojiag Child and Family Services. And it's a step on our early on child and family center. So while Tanya and Rachel go to our early on child and family centers, they also go into child cares, our licensed child cares, and do some work with the children there. And they also do training for our educators and early years partners.
Tanya, what was the motivation in creating such a facility from your perspective?
I think what we wanted to share and show with the community was just culture in itself. Whether, you know, it's something big on the wall or something little that they can, take and read. Just sharing that little bit of insight, you know, a little bit of history, a little bit of the culture, a little bit of traditions, sharing it with families and especially children at a young age was, you know, most important.
Rachel, from your perspective, what is the purpose of such a facility?
Yeah, I think for Tanya and I, we just felt that learning about Indigenous culture and history from an early age really normalizes honoring each other's unique identities. It creates unity. Education and awareness is, in my opinion, the first step towards reconciliation. And our hope is to create a safe place for everyone to come and learn and ask questions.
Staying with you, Rachel, what services will this facility provide?
So right now, our playroom is open 3 days a week. And then we also are attending other early on spaces and programs in the Northumberland community. We will attend programs and do songs and drumming and stories. We're also attending community events and hosting our own events.
What makes this space special, Rachel?
I think one of the main things Tanya and I really wanted to do was to make it a space where people, not just children, but everyone, families could come and learn together. So we've designed the playroom to be an opportunity for children to engage with cultural and traditional items. And then we've also, on top of that, included knowledge cards throughout the room with information on all the items that the children or the families are engaging with that speaks to their cultural significance. So our hope is that, learning can happen together, and we hope that everyone leaves our playroom knowing a little more than they did when they came into it.
Tanya, whose children can attend this playroom?
Anybody's children, all families throughout the county, people that are visiting the county. We welcome everybody. The program early on is geared to 0 to 6, but, you know, with it being summertime, older siblings are sometimes with the families. And yeah, we want everybody to come and learn. So maybe there's families that are Indigenous and are maybe just starting their learning journey, and, you know, this is great for them. It's also great for families that aren't Indigenous and are wanting to learn, you know, a little bit or a lot in their own learning journey. So,
Leslie, why was the county interested in creating this kind of a daycare or any other facility comparable to it?
Well, every family deserves to feel welcome and represented in their community, and having a dedicated Indigenous space helps create that sense of belonging for Indigenous families while also improving awareness of Indigenous culture in our community. It's more than a room. It's a place for connection, learning, culture, and community. And it's been a project long in the works. It's been a passion project for us.
How long?
Well, we've been working together with the Indigenous program for about 8 years. But the room's been open prior to this. It just didn't have a formal opening. It didn't have a naming. So when we had the name gifted to us, it was a perfect time to do a grand opening and celebration of the room.
Maybe we could just dig a little deeper into that, because I was curious as to why it's located in Cobourg and not in Alderville.
This is a program funded through the Ministry of Education for urban Indigenous families. And so that is why.
Yeah. And if I can speak to that as well, I think it's really important for programs like this to exist outside of First Nations, because a lot of First Nations or Indigenous people don't know their background. They know that they have some Indigenous ancestry, but they don't know where that culture, where their nation might be. So approaching a First Nation can feel really intimidating and overwhelming. So having something that's accessible in the community that's open to everyone feels more approachable. And we've had a number of families already who have expressed that they have some Indigenous ancestry. And that's been really cool for us to explore with them, because it becomes a beginning point for them to be able to reclaim their culture.
Why a partnership? Why not go it alone?
Northumberland County, in conjunction with Indigenous agency partners and other community partners, put in an application for the funding, and it was to be a partnership, and it needed to have Indigenous-led organizations provide the programming and the training. So it was through us as the municipality who had access to do this grant, to ask for that through the Ministry of Education. So it follows along with our Early On Child and Family program. So it's kind of part of that, but it's specific to Indigenous, and it's important we have Indigenous partners who deliver the culturally appropriate programming. So that is why it's a partnership. And again, like Rachel mentioned, it's important that we're getting out to all of Northumberland. We do have a great partnership with Alderville First Nation. We do some other programming in Alderville. So we are building that connection there too, and we feel that's very important. But we're also welcoming to everyone, because it's for all Indigenous cultures, including Métis and Inuit. So again, like Rachel said, it's kind of nice to have a space that's general and open to everyone, but still recognizing our community here of Alderville and doing some specific programming with them.
That was Leslie Patterson, the early years manager with Northumberland County, Rachel Nicholson, and Tanya Jones, speaking on a new Indigenous playroom opening in Cobourg.
A safer Ontario means more police and prosecutors making sure my car doesn't get stolen.
It means building new jails to keep criminals behind bars.
And it means there's no need to worry when I play at the park.
We're making every corner of Ontario safer to make all of Ontario safer. That's how we protect Ontario.
For all of us.
Learn how at ontario.ca/saferontario, paid for by the Government of Ontario.
A young man goes to war. A storyteller returns. This August, the Capitol Theatre presents Farley Mowat's And No Birds Sang, The powerful world premiere based on the beloved memoir of a Hastings Prince Edward Regiment soldier in World War II, featuring live music, Foley sound, and unforgettable performances. This moving new play honors the sacrifices of a generation. And No Bird Sang, August 14th to September 6th. Tickets on sale now at capitaltheater.com.
These days at your local Legion, we're marching to the beat of a different drum. On a mission to support veterans, to have fun, and to welcome everyone to our ranks. You don't have to be a veteran to join the Legion. And as a member, you'll join thousands of others serving our veterans, our communities, and our country. Oh yeah, and our Member Perks program will save you thousands on shopping, dining, products, and services across the country. Join us at legion.ca.
Do you enjoy speaking and connecting with people? Have a special interest you'd like to share? Well, Northumberland 89.7 is looking for passionate volunteers who want to have fun. Experience is not necessary. We'll provide all the training you need. Speaking to our listeners, you'll get to be entertaining and, oh yeah, play some of the music you and our listeners love. Interested? Contact us at info@northumberland897.ca. Tell us a bit about yourself and how you'd like to volunteer for this rewarding experience at Truly Local Radio, Northumberland 89.7.
Ready to move, connect, and belong? This summer, join YMCA Northumberland as a new annual member and receive a free YMCA gym bag, perfect for every workout and every adventure. At YMCA Northumberland, you'll find so much more than a gym. From fitness classes and swimming to cycling, yoga, and a welcoming community, we're here to support your health and wellness every step of the way. This limited time offer ends August 31st, so don't miss out. Learn more today at ymcanrt.org.
Hi, Murray McMillan, founder and national president for the Firebird Club of Canada here. On July 19th, our club will hold our annual Bandit Run Canada for Make-A-Wish. Our event has now raised over $70,000 for the Make-A-Wish Foundation. Donations to our annual fundraiser can be made at firebirdclubcanada.ca. 150 vehicles of all makes, from 50s classics to modern muscle, will exit Memorial Park, Port Hope at 10:30 sharp, with Port Hope Police, Port Hope Fire Services, Hamilton Township Fire Services, and Coburg OPP Services escorting the rally on our 40-mile bandit run to bring awareness to these critically sick children who wait for their wish. At approximately 11:30, all vehicles will return to Memorial Park, Port Hope for our show. At 3 p.m., a Make-A-Wish family will take the stage and tell their story so others may get their wish as well. Please show your support by coming out with the kids to cheer us on as we pass through your neighborhood. Bandit Run Canada is brought to you by Truly Local Radio, Northumberland 89.7.
And now, Northumberland Humane Society Pet of the Week, brought to you by Northumberland 89.7 FM. Meet De Niro, a one-year-old Great Pyrenees cross with a big heart and lots of potential. He's smart, eager to learn, and working with our trainer to build confidence and skills. De Niro is looking for a large breed experienced home. Meet and greets are available Wednesday through Friday from 12:30 to 4 p.m. Visit northumberland897.ca or call 905-885-4131 to learn more about De Niro today, because every pet deserves a loving home.
Oh, the world is small and spherical. It's empirical. You can see it from above. It's a marvelous, magical miracle. That's the miracle of love. Now in times gone by and historical, only the oracle could gather what the gods were dreaming of. And in words that were metaphorical, she'd say, that's the miracle of love. It was written in the works of Shakespeare, but it tasted not too much ado. Goodness gracious, heaven's sakes, dear. Life is just a stage we're going through. Now at times I get sad and cynical. It's clinical. Go on, put on your gown and gloves and point me the way to the pinnacle of the miracle of love. spherical, it's empirical. You can see it from above. It's a marvelous, magical miracle. That's the miracle. That's the miracle. That's the miracle of love.
That's a Miracle by David Newman. Colborne will play host to the All-Star Game for the Greater Metro Hockey League. The January event will highlight the Northumberland Stars Hockey Club, which won the league championship this season. Alex McConnell, general manager of the team, says the All-Star Game will be great for the community. He says support from the community has been incredible as fan attendance has doubled. McConnell adds there are plans to add a training room and learning center in Colborne.
So last season, we finished the regular season, 37 wins, 4 losses, and 1 overtime loss. That was first place in our division and first place in the league for the first time ever, which I think last year was our 10th season here. And then we went on in the playoffs to go 13 wins, 2 losses, and 1 overtime loss, ultimately winning the championship for the first time. As the season went along, especially into the playoffs, we definitely saw the community support. The fans were, I would say, doubled between the start of the season to the end. And the at the start was honestly more than we probably had last year in the few years that I'd been here. I'd like to recognize Chris. He did a large part in kind of helping out with that and getting the word out there, helping us kind of promote it. Obviously, we're all fairly new to this area and not really entirely sure who or how to go about promoting it or getting kind of in front of the right people. And Chris seems to be pretty intertwined in the community and helpful that way. So we definitely appreciate that. Moving forward, just to kind of reiterate kind of how committed we are to the community and being involved and really putting our roots down here and hopefully growing the hockey program and our involvement within the community. Bill's actually bought a house just kind of in behind the rink here in this subdivision here that will, at least for the foreseeable future, house some of our players while they're here. We'll sign the final form tonight to start a lease with the building that's beside Town Hall there, which we're going to build like a small gym, classroom, and a video kind of area for our players, at least to start. We've got a lot of players from all over the world that want to study as well while they're here. And with the international students, it's not as easy as just going to a local high school. So we will have a teacher there, and it'll be all done through Blythe Academy learning, which will be great. It'll bring the first year, there'll probably be 5 or 6 kids, I would say, that study there. And we'll keep it focused, like it won't be a public gym, at least to start, but we would like to kind of set up programs and involve minor hockey and the youth to be able to train there, whether it's with guys on our team, our staff, or other personal trainers kind of along the lines of that. But again, just further establishing kind of our commitment to being here and growing what we think is a good program and a very good community. We did have actually another, oddly enough, in Northumberland, another township, I guess it would be called, reach out and ask about us moving the program there. And it wasn't really a thought. I think with the progress that we've seen and how things have just kind of transitioned from basically taking over a year ago today or around this time up until this point, it's been great. Honestly, obviously we won the first year, so it can't really go much better than that. But I think there's a lot of potential. It's a small town, a tight community. I think that if we can continue to kind of show that we're here to help and do what we can and be involved, especially with the youth and the minor hockey and the schooling system, I think that there's a lot of potential for this to be kind of a staple in Northumberland. That being said as well, we've also been awarded the All-Star Game for this upcoming season. I think we decided June 14th, 13th, or January, sorry. January 13th or 14th, whatever the Wednesday is. So that'll be held here. There'll be every team's represented. All the league executives will be here. We actually have like an owners meeting that same day, which will take place here as well. Yet last year it was in Wasaga Beach and it was a big success. There was quite a turnout there. So we think that's another good opportunity. That was something that we bid on to try to bring here. I think it's another good opportunity to showcase just kind of how good the community is here, that we have a lot to offer, and that I think that it'll be a good turnout. And I think that the league has already kind of said they're impressed with how things have progressed over the course of just the last year or so. But I think there's definitely a lot more potential there, and we want to try to, you know, make sure that there's no stone left unturned. Anything to add? No? Okay, so I guess moving forward into the upcoming season, just kind of avenues I think Bill maybe touched on before while he was here, things that we think could help, you know, grow the program and kind of get more people involved within the community. The liquor license would obviously be something that would be nice. I know Bill looked into it a little bit more last season. Yeah, so the liquor license, I think every other team that we play, they have a liquor license where they can drink in the warm area and across the kind of the mezzanine. We had a lot of fans, I didn't hear, mostly you heard it because I was doing other things, but a lot of questions about, can we, is it coming? Is it something that we'll be able to do? Chris was nice enough to, I give him the credit, I don't know if he was the one that made the decision, but open up the bar a couple of times last year. And we obviously want to promote that. It's not like we're promoting coming and drinking and whatever, but I think a lot of the fans, you know, if they could come and have a beer and watch the games, I think it would be something that would definitely bring a few more people out. And I think it's tough to kind of promote it or let people know about it if we do it kind of here and there. So if it's something that we were able to do, I think we would, I know that I spoke with Chris a little bit about when they have the bar, there has to be somebody that mans the door. But if we were able to, I'm not sure what the letter's called, but kind of apply for it on our own.
Letter of significance.
Yeah. So we could take care of it and hopefully the team could benefit a little bit from it. And then we're willing to kick some of it back into minor hockey or whatever it may be as well. But yeah, that's just something that I think a lot of majority of the teams that we play now have that. And I think it's something that would be nice to add. The 50-50 would be another good thing. I feel like I talked to Chris quite a bit, but I believe the minor hockey has the license to do that. So if it's even something that we could kind of collab with them and give them a kickback or piggyback it, I'm not entirely sure how it works. But another thing, I think, I mean, everyone likes to kind of play 50-50 and take a chance at winning a little bit of money. And yeah, I think it's just something that would help us. It's kind of a usual thing at most hockey games. Community events, we are going to be involved in the Touch of Truck this year, which will be good. But anything that's going on, whether it's sports, youth, the Apple Fest, we're going to try to get involved with as well. But anything that goes on that we can have a couple guys there to help or promote or whatever we can do to just kind of, we heard way too many times last year, we didn't even know there was a team here. I think we've definitely kind of established ourselves a little bit more, but not nearly as much as we'd like. So if there's anything we can be involved in, if you want a couple of guys to come out and help bag groceries or whatever it is that is going on, we'd be happy to be involved and volunteer some of our players to do that. And then the minor hockey and the schooling system was something we tried to kind of initiate last year, which again, it was kind of a lot of things on our plate all at once. And we were a little late to getting to do it, but we did kind of make a little bit of leeway with the schooling systems, which is something that we want to do, have guys go out weekly or biweekly, monthly, whatever it may be, and be involved in the schools, helping out and just kind of building those relationships and giving back to the community and the youth for sure. Minor hockey as well. We helped. I know we had some of the guys go out and help with some of the practices and whatnot last year. We'll definitely do some minor hockey events, like in-game events and whatnot, this upcoming season as well. But I think there's a lot of opportunity there, and we definitely saw majority of the fan base was kids, I would say, for the most part, which is great. And the guys love to obviously be there and give them a stick or whatever it is that, sometimes it's maybe not a full stick, it may be a broken one, but, yeah, the guys love to, it makes them kind of feel like a little bit of a celebrity, and they get to kind of, build a relationship with the kids. And I think intertwining ourselves with the schooling system will help do that as well.
Coming up after the break, community announcements. Stick around.
Back to school should be exciting, not stressful. Need support? For many families across Northumberland County, the cost of school supplies is simply out of reach. You can help. United Way, Northumberland's Backpack for Kids program, provides students from JK to grade 12 with backpacks filled with essential supplies to start the school year. This year, the goal is to fill 850 backpacks. Make a difference today. Donate to Backpacks for Kids and help every child head back to school ready to learn. Together, we can give every student a stronger start. To donate, come out July 25th from 11 to 3 between Giant Tiger and Dollarama on Peter Street, Port Hope. Call 905-372-6955 or visit mynuw.org. Parents who want to request a backpack, please register your child before August 7th.
What does community sound like? For song, it's children singing, the first notes on a violin, the applause as a young performer steps onto a stage for the very first time. That's the Sounds of the Next Generation, or song. This year, more than 2,200 students across Northumberland discovered confidence, creativity, and connection through our in-school, after-school, and soundstage programs. And right now, your gift goes twice as far. A generous community champion will match every donation dollar for dollar. Join Song's chorus of support today. Visit songprogram.org. That's songprogram.org.
Here's what's happening in Northumberland.
Hi, this is Andrea with What's Happening. The Friends of Wesleyville Village present live pop-up music featuring Tom and Gregory, classical guitar and woodwinds. And that's Tuesday, July 14th from 6:30 p.m. at 2082 Lakeshore Road, west of Port Hope. Concert Band of Coburg Summer Series in the Band Shell is every Tuesday during July and August. Starts July 14th at 7:30 in Coburg's Victoria Park. Bring a lawn chair. Concerts in Brighton Memorial Park are Wednesday, July 15th at 6:30 with Vinyl Groove. Movies in the Park featuring the SpongeBob movie Sponge on the Run in Port Hope's Memorial Park is Wednesday, July 15th at dusk, and bring a chair or rug. Road to Cultivate presents Tell It to Sweeney in Port Hope's Memorial Park Bandshell Thursday, July 16th. The music starts at 6 and the Maker's Market is open at 3. Colborne's Music in the Square is Thursday, July 16th at 6 p.m. Hastings Dungeons and Dragons Festival with Blades of Glory is Saturday and Sunday, July 18th and 19th, and it starts at 9 a.m. 112 Dunlap Road in Hastings. The Campbellford Historical Society present their garden tour in various locations throughout Trent Hills, Saturday, July 18th at 10 a.m. Coburg's Movies Under the Stars, Saturday, July 18th, 8:30, and it's in Donegan Park. In a Garden is an outdoor gallery of garden-influenced works of art among the flowers, trees, and shrubs at the home of Catherine McComb in Welcome, and it's Saturday and Sunday, July 18th and 19th from 10 to 4. Bandit Run Canada for Make-A-Wish Foundation is presented by the Firebird Club of Canada, and that is Sunday, July 19th at 8:30 in Port Hope's Memorial Park.
If you have an upcoming event you'd like us to share, email info@northumberland897.ca.
Change. He could tell I was
was in a bad way. I had only one thing left to do, and it's leaving. A busy street. Oh, it seems that I thought I was blind. Well, I guess I was for a while, babe. Oh, but now I know my mind's off a lever, yet lever. But it's so hard to do when you've nothing to leave behind. When your reason did.
Well, that's going to do it for me today. Coming up, the 6 o'clock news. Have a great evening. Take care of yourself and each other.
Well, I hope you can make it to see me today. Seems like lately we're always going our separate ways. Sure is nice. Things are great down here. And if you'd like to take the time to fly down this way, song after song, show after show, feel the wind blowing through my mind. And I think of all those times we let our worries drift behind. Hey girl, all I'm taking, and don't mind me saying, hey now girl, all I'm taking is your time. Thank you. make up all those times we let our worries drift behind. Hey girl, all I'm taking, I don't mind me saying, hey now girl, all I'm taking is your time.
How the kids, how they do in school? You know your presence is always cherished here in my mind. Day after day, the rum and ice, the beach at night, like we used to do. Watch the morning sun come up, a pair of romantic fools.
Song after song, show after show,
I feel a wind blowing through my mind.
And I think of all those times we let our worries drift behind.
Hey girl, all I'm taking,
I don't mind me saying, hey now girl, all I'm taking is your time.
All I'm taking, saying, hey now girl, all I'm taking is your time.
Give it up.